Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is your daily companion. It is a heart to heart, or the name of the show is Heart to Heart. And you are on your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, your daily, 657 AM. Give me the sounds of Izwi Thelozikamoya, Utumo Lokufanele. I'm reading so many other things here. And my mind is like getting shifted to something else. But hey, God is so good. I'm not alone, my family. I am with Advocate Ntavi Singh Wepe, and we are talking about her journey, and also finding out about the book that she put together called Mending a Broken Vessel. She and the Lord put this together for somebody who might find themselves going through the very same experiences that she found herself going through. You can be part of our discussion, and the lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Alternatively, you can send us a WhatsApp. And I see Pastor Comfort Lies. Hello to you. Thank you so much for being with us as well. And our Telegram WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871. Tell us about the book, Muruti, Mending a Broken Vessel.
The Mending of a Broken Vessel, it's a chronicle of my personal journey, you know, from my birth, growing up, up to the point of my call with God. And, yeah, it covers, where originally Thabiseng comes from and how I suffered the hardships, amongst them, you know, the loss of my own sense of self, and loss of a place of comfort and belonging. When I say comfort, I mean a place where I felt wanted and loved, and ultimately looking for acceptance and love in the world, which led me to many, many relationships, you know, where I felt that perhaps I would find love from this person, jumping from relationship to relationship, and ultimately, you know, attempting to take my life when I felt rejected, and I felt that the pain that I was enduring was quite a lot. I couldn't deal with the setbacks that were coming my way. Mm. And it talks about how I also overcame, rejection in the church that stems from the fact that I was divorced. And, it covers what happened in my first marriage and what went wrong and how that led to I felt that I was not, you know, getting the platform of, you know, being allowed to have a full expression of who I was, being allowed to have an intimate relationship with God, and ultimately just deciding that, you know, the abuse that I was enduring in the marriage itself was a lot, and walking away. So it covers also the reaction of the church to my divorce and how I was judged and outcast for the longest of time. Because of that. So it opens the curtain, really, to the church to introspect itself, how we support those who are going through difficulties, particularly divorce, and how at times we can, in the quest and the zeal for God and Christ, really just turn away and not be there for people in their hour of need.
Sure. Pastor Benji Mutlong writes and says, Kingdom greetings, Mama Fuking, and the woman of God, Dr. Advocate Mwepe. We are listening to an educational journey here. To God be the glory for your the last man standing. Like that. You're the last man standing after it all. You're the last man standing. Here's another family member who says, Hi, Spongile, can I be anonymous? What happens when Christians reject you? Why should they reject you because of divorce and they don't even know the reasons why you were divorced? How do we deal with this? Advocate?
You know, that's still something that baffles me to this day, because we speak about how this is really just, you know, not portraying the right image of Christ. Because Christ is the Christ of people who are wounded. He's the Christ of people who are, you know, going through the most. If you look at Jesus, he was drawing the people who were going through a lot to himself. He spoke to the Samaritan woman. He spoke to the woman with the issue of blood. He spoke, he dined with sinners. And at some point, people were shocked and saying, but why do you eat with those people? Mm. And Jesus kept saying, I'm not here for the well. I'm not here for the well. I'm here for the unwell. So what we tend to do in our zeal for Christ, in our zeal for speaking the Bible, which is the absolute truth of God, we tend to take away the critical component of who God is. God is love. Mm. Christ is love. Mm. Love during your problems, love when things are going well. So the church is not really willing to be realistic. Society as a whole is not even willing to be realistic. We place so much, how do I put it? It's like a crown to be married. Mm. It's like a crown that you walk around with.
The ultimate.
It even entitles people to look down upon other people.
It becomes the ultimate.
Mm. And we are not being honest to say, you know, while we abhor the institution of marriage, we are not educating people enough to say it is the only institution founded by God. Mm. When you enter into it, there are expectations that God has laid down for people who are in marriage. And when the game players enter the game and they don't abide by the rules, unfortunately, the whole world starts, you know, they start casting stones at the people who say, no. But this is not what I expect from marriage. So when people walk out of abusive relationships, we judge. When people walk out of life-threatening situations, we judge. But we forget that as believers, we should be there for one another, serving one another, being compassionate towards one another, just as Christ was. If you meet someone now who's in an accident, whose hand is broken, we stop, we help that person. Why do we not stop and help the divorced people instead of judging them?
Mm.
So my advice is, you know, when you it's easy for people to talk about divorce this, divorce that, divorce this. You cannot speak about divorce if you've never been there. That's the bottom line. It's the truth.
Mm.
So until you have walked that road, remembering that no one got
you don't know that wound until
yeah, you don't yeah. know that wound.
And we wish you, we wish today, we don't wish anyone I'm to I'm go through it. Yeah, and we don't wish anyone to go through that wound.
No, we don't want to go there. We don't even want to understand. And we don't even, above all, understand the further wounding that we are doing to people who are suffering from that. I can tell you today, the 5th of September, I got divorced. It's more than 20 years I've been divorced. And I bless the Lord that I'm remarried. But there are days when I sit down and it still pains me what went through my life during that time.
Sure. Muruti, you remind me of a saying that says, we as the body of Christ are the only army that kills its own soldiers when they are down and not rescue it. So this, what you're saying is really now I want to say advocating to that. It's really alluding to that. How do we change the status quo? What should the church do when somebody's going through this journey?
Number one, be able to accept constructive criticism. When people like me stand up and we talk about how the church is treating its own, people say, no, but you can't talk about the church like that. You are making people who are not believers not want to be born again. Any institution that does not accept constructive criticism of itself is an institution that refuses to change. It's an institution that refuses to grow. That is the first thing. We must be willing to understand that the way we have been doing things has not been right.
Okay.
Secondly, we must be proactive.
Right.
Teach people, prepare men the same way that we take an effort to prepare women for marriage. Make them realize the responsibilities of marriage. The same way that every young girl is told, you know, when they are lazy, they are told, "Otonyala kima, who's going to marry you?" The boys must also be told, "You have a hand. Who's going? Which wife is going to want to be staying with the man who slept there?" We must prepare equally. And then number three, we must work towards the healing of our men. Many of the ills that happen in our marriages, it's because our men are wounded. they come into marriage as wounded men, from wounded boys, and then we get a wounded man. How is he supposed to be a man who can head a family when he himself is battling to address the 8-year-old boy who was abandoned by his own father? Mm. So he does not understand the value of a parent in the child's life. He does not understand his role as the priest, as the chief intercessor of his home. He does not understand that when we say the man is the head of the house, we are not saying that if his rule goes. We are saying that he must provide direction, he must provide leadership.
Sure. And so we have to also, that's where we need to start, healing our men. And I'm just thinking, you know, as you're saying this, I heard somebody saying, it's fine. And the question was, if you do this and you move away from this marriage, how would you feel if another man raises your child? And he said, it's fine. I also was raised by other men. And so he won't be the first. And so that hurts to hear that we have such a broken society. And I believe that we need to fix ourselves first as the church, because these are some of the things that even the society are suffering from, but they should be coming to us for healing. Am I correct in saying that, or am I wrong?
You know what? We must take great efforts to prepare people when they get into marriage. We must ask them the relevant questions. How were you raised? Who raised you? What are the most important values to you? What do you uphold? What do you stand for? Because when we do that, we are helping them. We are going to be in the process of identifying. The minute we are able to get an answer that says it raises red flags, then we know we have to correct before we send into the institution of marriage, because this person is going to be likely to misrepresent. We also have to teach our girls, it's not important to get married. It's more important who you are married to. Substance and character, they outweigh the bank balance. They outweigh the vehicles that they will be changed every 2 days.
Right.
They outweigh the gifts that you will be getting, the bags. You need a man who is solid. You need a man of character. You need a man who will first realize, my wife is made from my rib. She is part of me, I am part of her. She stands alongside me, not at the back of me. She is my helpmate. Together with her, we can build. And then also, you need a man who must also understand that he must raise you. In that I mean, he is your cheerleader. When you are gifted and you're on air, he must be the one to listen. And when you're gifted and you're on air and you come back home, Sisi, he must say to you, I loved this about the show, but I think you can also improve this. Not say, I don't want my wife to be on air. We have a problem with men who are not cheering their wives on. They are not raising us to the potential that God has put for us. Some marriages kill assignments of women.
Muruti Benji Mutlong comes back to saying, thank you, Advocate Mwepa. As society, we neglect the boy child, forgetting that he's going to be someone's husband. What kind of a man will he be if he was not trained up from childhood? Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We
are just about to wrap up. There are many broken vessels out there. Many broken vessels that don't even think they can be mended because of the life challenges, you know, the curveballs that were thrown to them. And it's very hard for them to stand up. They've lost it all. And I love it when you say, when you have lost it all, you have nothing to lose. There's no,
yeah.
So you're the bravest person ever. You can face whatever, because there's nothing. You're not fearful of losing anything. Now, for that person right now, they might not even be feeling like, I'm the bravest and there's nothing to lose. What do we say to them, as broken as they are now?
You know, I am testament to this. And I know someone's going to say, no, you know, there is no 5 steps to it. The word of God is sufficient. sufficient to mend you.
Okay.
Go to the Word of God. Build that relationship with God. Believe me, you will find your healing in it. There is no better place for you to come to the full realization of who you are when someone has told you how worthless you are, accepting the Word of God. That's why He perfects who He has made when He says to you, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. That's why He perfects the vision that He has for you when He tells you, I knew you before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
So don't allow circumstances, don't allow pain, don't allow fears to come and dictate to you what should happen in your life.
Yeah.
God does not answer to the culture of the day. He remains unchanging.
Mm.
What He said about you remains standing. Go and find what He said about you. Look to Him. He defines you. And once you look to Him, you will start believing His word when He says, they cried out to me in their time of distress.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to them. I sent my word to heal them. The book of Hebrews says to us, we are sustained by His word. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 1. He says we are sustained by His word. Believe it or not, family, the word of God can mend any person. It can mend any broken vessel.
Hmm. The word of the Lord can mend any broken person. He's able to do all of that. And if you are that one, the Lord, the word of the Lord is able to do that for you. I would like for you to pray for those that are finding themselves in this space that we are talking about at this current moment in time. And before we do that, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly?
Can I give my WhatsApp number? It's 082-504-2027. People are also welcome to call me on that number. I prefer WhatsApp because, like, now if I'm in studio, you won't reach me. But WhatsApp, I'm able to see and get back to you. And I do respond to WhatsApp and I do return calls. Regrettably, I was overseas, and when I came back, I tried to reach out to people who were looking for me. I could not. Some did not answer their phones. But do reach out and speak to me. I am available. Also, may I just say this? You know, whatever difficulties that you're going through, there are those that you need the word of God to mend you, but you also need a strategy for healing. So to get your strategy, that is where your counseling becomes important. If you can seek clinical intervention, pray about the person you're going to as your psychologist, let the Lord lead so
all
that
right.
you can receive the healing.
That your numbers again, my queen?
082-504-2027.
082-504-2027. Thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you, my queen, and may He heal more lives through your testimony, through your journey. I'm going to just allow you to pray for those that find themselves in these spaces, those that are saying, Lord, this is me. I need healing. I am the one who's broken. I need mending. We have a minute to just do that. My queen, can you take us through that?
Father, in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we look unto your word. We look unto your hand that can heal any and every situation. Your word says to us in the book of Jeremiah, can a clay say to the potter, why did you make me like this? It is the potter who knows what he is doing with us. Father, I pray that we find it in ourselves, that whenever we get broken, we come to you and we allow your hand to take and recreate something much more majestical than what we are running away from. In the name of Jesus, Father, may we bring our addictions to you. May we bring our fears to you. May we bring our heartaches to you. May every ailment that we suffer, bring it to you and exchange it for the glory that will clothe us with. In the name of Jesus, your word says you will give us beauty for ashes. It says that you will give us joy instead of heaviness. Father, I pray that whenever we are feeling down, we get the courage to come to you. I silence every voice of the enemy that is attacking our mind. We take every thought and bring it to the captivity and the knowledge of who Christ is. In the name of Jesus, I speak replenish strength upon my sisters and my brothers. I speak, oh Father God, the joy of the Lord in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. And I pray above all the ability to wait on you. Your word says, them that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Father, may you renew strength in us so that we don't grow weary, so that we don't faint. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray. Amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen. May God awesomely bless you. And yeah, we are blessed to have such in the kingdom. Thank you for sharing and empowering us. God bless.
Thank you so much for having me. My book is available at all stores. Thank you.
And if family, you'd like to talk to her directly, she's available 082-504-2027 is the number that you can dial. And Gesil Smedhar, she's available right on that number. I'm going to repeat it. It's 082-504-2027.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Join Ray Lehodi as he looks at relationship issues, creating a safe space to discuss struggles and celebrate victories during intimate moments every weekday from 10 to 11:30 p.m.